Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 19. What a kind thing to say in Spanish. JP, I think this summarizes me all the time when I speak in Spanish.
That's right, Fernando.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are studying modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. So whether you're brushing up on the Spanish you started learning long ago, or you're starting with us today, we're glad to have you here with us for this lesson. So Fernando, why don't you tell us what the objectives are for this lesson?
In this lesson, you will learn about making exclamations with interrogative pronouns. This conversation takes place at the office. The conversation is between Miguel and Angela. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
All right, let's take a listen to this dialogue.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. ¿Te cortaste el pelo?
Sí, ¿no es muy corto?
No, te queda perfecto.
Ay, qué lindo.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. ¿Te cortaste el pelo?
Sí, ¿no es muy corto?
No, te queda perfecto.
Ay, qué lindo.
One more time with the translation.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. ¿Te cortaste el pelo?
Hey, you look so nice. You cut your hair.
Sí, ¿no es muy corto?
It's not too short, is it?
No, te queda perfecto.
No, it's perfect on you.
Ay, qué lindo.
Oh, how nice.
All right, we're back, and Angela has a new hairdo, and Miguel is gentleman enough to have noticed it.
Right.
Which is something I can never do.
I have an affliction. That's another conversation.
I have haircut blindness. All right, let's go on with this dialogue.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. ¿Te cortaste el pelo?
All right, Miguel has two sentences here, and we're going to break them down. Let's listen to the first part where he says, hey, you look great.
Oye, qué bonita te ves.
So first he gets her attention, right? By saying,
oye.
Oye. Okay, this is an attention-getting word. And then he says, how lovely you look.
Qué bonita te ves.
Qué bonita te ves. Now, the content word in this phrase, the main word, is the word for lovely or pretty.
Bonita.
Bonita, okay? You can call a woman bonita if you think that she's attractive.
You
visually
can do that.
Appealing, yes. He's exclaiming, he's not just describing her, he's exclaiming this description. So he's going to say, how lovely you look.
Qué bonita te ves.
Qué bonita, this qué is an interrogative pronoun. It means what. We could probably translate it as how. How pretty you look. This is going to be the topic of our grammar section later on. So, qué bonita te ves. The verb here is ver, which means to see. And in this structure, te ves, how lovely you see yourself. Basically, after several layers of translation, it means how lovely you look. You look so lovely.
Oye, qué bonita te ves.
Okay. And then he names what exactly it is.
Te cortaste el pelo.
Te cortaste el pelo. You cut your hair. The word for hair?
Pelo.
Pelo, okay. And you cut.
Te cortaste.
You cut your hair. We're going to talk about this more in the vocabulary section. Let's put it all together. Hey, you look so good. You cut your hair.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. Te cortaste el pelo.
And she says, yes, it's not too short, is it?
Sí, no es muy corto.
No es muy corto. This question, she's wondering, a little vainly, I think, she's wondering if the haircut is a little too short.
No es muy corto.
That word for short is corto. And too short?
Muy corto.
Muy usually means very, but sometimes it can also mean too. So too short or very short. Now, to ask the question, she says, is it not very short?
No es muy corto.
No es muy corto. If I were to gloss a sentence, it would be, it is not very short, question. In English, the least awkward translation we decided is, it's not too short, is it? Right? No es muy corto?
That would be the translation, because obviously you take into account the cultural aspect of people asking questions mm-hmm. in that manner.
Sí, ¿no es muy corto? And Miguel says,
No, te queda perfecto.
Te queda perfecto. Here the operative word is perfecto, which means perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this verb quedar, which often we use to talk about the result of a haircut or the result of an outfit choice.
Or of a cuisine, of someone's cooking.
Yes, te queda perfecto. No, it looks great on you.
Te queda perfecto.
Mm-hmm. And then Angela takes a moment to reflect on how nice Miguel is.
Ay, qué lindo.
Ay, qué lindo. This is another exclamation using an interrogative pronoun, which we'll talk about in the grammar section. Right now, I'd like to move to the vocabulary section.
Corto.
Short, small, meager.
Corto. Corto. Lindo.
Pretty. Nice. Lovely.
Lindo. Lindo. Bonito.
Pretty.
Bonito. Bonito. Perfecto.
Perfect.
Perfecto. Perfecto. Cortarse el pelo.
To get a haircut.
Cortarse el pelo. Cortarse el pelo.
All right, Fernando, we're back. We've got a bunch of adjectives and one action phrase. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with bonito.
Okay, this is pretty or lovely. Bonito is a masculine form. The feminine form, of course, would be?
Bonita.
Bonita, all right. Bonito you use to describe something that's visually appealing or nice.
And here's the action verb, cortarse el pelo.
Cortarse el pelo, to get a haircut. Literally, these words all put together mean to cut one's hair. But
you never do that.
Yeah,
you don't cut your own hair.
I never cut my own hair, no. I get a haircut.
You get a haircut.
Right, cortarse el pelo.
Right.
What's next?
Corto.
This is the word for short, but be careful because this means short in length. So,
not short in size.
Not short in size, not a short length of time, but just short length of, for example, a short length of hair. Pelo corto. Corto.
Next word is perfecto.
Perfecto. This is almost a perfect cognate with English, right? Almost perfect. Perfecto.
Perfecto. Just add the O. Last one, lindo.
Lindo. This is pretty or lovely. Lindo can also talk about abstract things like ideas or situations. Or if you want to compliment Miguel on being so nice, you can say, ay, qué lindo.
Qué lindo. And if you want to compliment a woman, qué linda.
Qué linda. You know, I know some women named Linda.
Yes, it's very common.
Let's move on to the grammar section, Fernando.
All right, JP, apparently we're going to make exclamation.
Absolutely.
Exclamations.
Exclamations. Aren't you excited? How exciting.
How exciting.
And those are exactly the kind of exclamations we're going to make. We're going to use interrogative pronouns. Now, if you remember from grammar school, interrogative pronouns are the WH words. So who, what, which, where, why, how much, how many, these are the question words. Turns out that we can take some of these words in their Spanish equivalents and make exclamations with them, which is something that I don't often do in English, but I do all the time in Spanish. And so does Angela, for example, when she says that Miguel is so nice.
Ay, qué lindo.
She's exclaiming how his niceness.
Miguel also does that.
What does he say?
Qué bonita.
Qué bonita te ves, ¿verdad? You look so nice. How lovely you look.
How lovely you look.
So, as you can see, it's relatively easy to make an exclamation. One of the most common kinds is to take an adjective like bonita or lindo and preface it with the word que, which means what, or in our translations, it can mean how, okay?
I think the best thing to do maybe is show our listeners some example.
All right. For example, if you're eating something delicious and you want to exclaim how delicious it is, you can use the adjective for delicious, which is rico, right?
You can use rico.
Okay, so I want
to... You can use delicioso.
So let's make an exclamation.
Qué delicioso.
Qué delicioso. Qué rico.
Qué rico.
What if it's terrible, Fernando? What if it doesn't taste good at all?
Qué malo.
Qué malo. So we have that adjective malo, and then we exclaim it with que. You can also use que with a noun like que asco. That's awful, you know, que asco. But I want to move on to some of the other interrogative pronouns. How about the word cuánto? If you want to talk about a quantity of something, you can also exclaim using cuánto. Do you have an example, Fernando?
Let's say it's your first month with your girlfriend.
Okay.
And you see them coming over and they're all PDA on you.
Okay, if it's getting very physical.
Yeah, physical in a good way, in a PG way.
Okay, so what are we going to exclaim?
Cuánto amor.
Cuánto amor, so much love.
Right.
So that's the first month.
That's the first month.
The then, second month, it's going to be like, cuánto dinero.
Cuánto dinero. Or it's going to be like...
How much money?
Cuánto amor. Cuánto amor.
Cuánto amor. I always used to say, cuánto te quiero, how much I love you. I love you so much. And of course, the lady's heart would melt, and I would say, cuánto te quiero, poco. Not very much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you've been single how long?
Yeah, I used to get in a lot of trouble for that one.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny, too.
Okay. We can also make exclamations with the interrogative pronoun, como.
Como? Let's see.
Like, you're so irritating.
Como molestas?
Como molestas? Molestar is like bug. So you bug. How you bug? ¿Cómo molestas?
¿Cómo molestas? ¿Cómo te extraño?
Oh, how much I miss you. I miss you so much. ¿Cómo te extraño? All right. Now, folks, we have a list of interrogative pronouns as well as a lot of examples of exclamations with their interrogative pronouns in the grammar section of the lesson notes of this lesson. Just go to our website and find that. And the website is www.SpanishPod101.com.
And please don't forget to drop us a line. We always want to hear from you.
Absolutely. Just use the comment section of this lesson. For now, though, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Adios.
Oye, qué bonita te ves. ¿Te cortaste el pelo?
Sí. ¿No es muy corto?
No, te queda perfecto.
Ay, qué lindo.